Cam Glidden after his performance last week.
Yeah, no, he's been red hot that last week, wasn't he? Especially getting the game winner on the line. But yeah, look, we're really familiar with Cam. He's a quality player, and he's in a bit of a purple patch right now, so it'll be a good test for our defence.
You tried to recruit him over the off-season, didn't you? So how close were you to getting him?
Probably that's a question for him. But yeah, he's a WA boy. We tried to get him back, but he thought best to go somewhere else. But we're happy with the squad we got.
You know that squad quite well by now. Three times in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a kink in the draw that you play. You know, the other teams we haven't played at all. We play these guys three times. So, yeah, our scout is more detailed because we've played them so often. And now it's just we've got to implement that in the game.
It's a draw. Frustrating. You don't get Sydney until December.
I'm not worried about that, no. Just, it happens every year. And I think Adelaide and Sydney play three times. I think Wollongong play Melbourne three times already. So it's every team gets the same dosage. So it is what it is.
Was it purely effort, the difference between the first two games, Brisbane away and home?
Yeah, well, they got off the handle with the three-pointers. I think they shot 54% from the field, and that's, you can't give Glidden great looks. Gibbo was there, Kadee was shooting, Tarangi was shooting. So, you know, our work ethic got us back in the game in the second half, but it certainly wasn't there in the first half.
They're the best three-point shooting team in the league. They put the most up as well, but they're the worst rebounding team. What do you change to limit their three-pointers hand?
Stop them getting the ball in the rim. Yeah, it's look, they're quality players. We talked about that last time. They've got 7-8 international players, so it's really going to test our defence. They get a lot going offensively. It's really going to really test our defence without Damo out there and see if we can counter them. But we can't let them get open looks.
They limited Bryce Scott in the first half last time you played quite well, and then he responded the following game. Have you guys identified that?
I think if you go back and look at all Bryce's stats, he's a pretty slow starter. And I think the game that he got 45 points, he didn't score in the first quarter. So Bryce works his way into the game, and we just got to make sure he gets good opportunities out there.
What did you learn from last week with the way the bench came on and had such an impact?
Yeah, I was really searching last week for that extra spark, and that's when Reece came on and Sunday came on and really gave us that extra spark that we were looking for. And obviously with Clint's shooting out there was first class. So they'll get a good dose of it early in the game just to test it out and hopefully bring the intensity up.
It's a five change at the start of this week, or as a result of it last week?
You want the game plan as well?
No, I'm going to ask questions.
Well, put it this way, a five change from last time we played him. Damo's out.
Can we go back to Tirico and,
yep,
in particular Clint? Clint scoring the 7-8 and Tirico only had six.
Mm.
Does that concern you, or doesn't really matter because they play the similar position?
Yeah, well, actually, Tirico got five assists. I think out of those five three-pointers, Tirico hit him with three passes. So that's part of being a team. It's being happy for the guy, you know, who's got it going. And sometimes it's your time and sometimes it's your teammate. And being a good teammate and supporting that when it happens. And Tirico's been first class with that.
From all reports, he's shooting really well, Clint, at training.
Mm.
Is this maybe the turning point for him?
Yeah, it was a big game for us. You know, that was against a quality opposition, and we were down the barrel. I think we were down at 8 points then, and that's when you want to step up to the plate. And Clint did a great job stepping up to the plate last week, and hopefully that can carry forward this weekend.
The biggest talking point, though, will be the haircuts of Tirico and Bryce. Have you got a comment on them?
I did mention that yesterday at the film session, that they've had a bit of a change-up, especially Tirico came out with dreadlocks the start of the year and he's had a couple of different looks already. So I was just thinking they look very, very sharp and quick out there. So I hope that translates to the game.
So you like the haircuts?
Yeah, it's not suited for me, but it certainly suits them.
Is there any extra satisfaction beating Andre Lamanis, the Bombers coach? Does that drive you at all a little bit more?
I think the coaches in this league are outstanding. I think we've got a good rivalry with Dean Vickerman, with Joey, with, you know, Bevo and Lamanis. These guys have coached in this league for 5 to 10 years that are very good coaches, you know, and they prepare their team well, and Brisbane's one of those.
You've got, and just looking this weekend, you went with a small lineup against New Zealand on the weekend. Do you think you'd roll with the same look this weekend, or we go back to Brandt and Jervis a bit more?
Yeah, look, I don't know. It'll flow of the game. obviously we were pushing buttons last week and went small ball work for us, and but we also know Angus and Tommy are a big part of our team plan, and they'll certainly get some looks.
And you've got another one on Sunday as well, so there's no saving yourself, but the depth of the squad is something that you'll be hoping gives you an advantage over a two-game weekend.
Yeah, we're just worried about this. We're really happy to play here Friday night instead of playing in the afternoon, and hopefully we've got a big crowd to get us over, and we can ride some momentum on the road.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.